Welcome to FOSDEM 2021 and this talk about Jakarta EE9 and beyond. My name is Ivar Grimstad and I'm the Jakarta EE Developer Advocate at Eclipse Foundation. These are my details. You can find me on Twitter, on LinkedIn and on GitHub, and feel free to contact me if you have any questions or comments about this talk or anything else. The topics I'll cover today are: I'll give some background about Jakarta EE9 and Jakarta EE in general. I'll talk some about the Jakarta EE9 release that just came out, and I'll show a demo how to get started with it. And I will end the talk by talking about what's happening after Jakarta EE9. So Jakarta EE, you're probably familiar with this history by now, but let's recap it anyway. The technology was originally known as Java EE and was governed by the Java community process at Oracle. And in 2017, Oracle decided that it was time to move these technologies to an open source foundation. And Eclipse Foundation was selected, and all the technologies were transferred over there under the EE4J parent project. And these are the technologies and the basis, all the projects that form the foundation for Jakarta EE. And the name, that's also an interesting twist, because you probably remember the Apache Jakarta project at Apache Software Foundation. And this was the top level project for all the Java technologies at Apache. And this project has been parked for a while. And when we were figuring out which name are we going to use for the Java EE technologies when we moved on to Eclipse, was we had a large community input, and Jakarta sort of crystallized as a name. And we asked Apache if we can have the name, and they gave it to us. And that is how Jakarta EE came about. And our webpage is called jakarta.ee. It's super simple to remember, and this is your entry point for finding information about Jakarta EE. So remember this URL. If that's the only thing you take from this talk, jakarta.ee. Jakarta EE is all about open specifications. And by open specifications, we mean that we have established a specification process. It's called Jakarta EE Specification Process, or JESP for short. And some of the principles we have in this specification process is that we want to do code first. We want to take things that work, things that are proven to be something that is used by the industry, and then specify it. It's a very collaborative process where everybody can join. It's at no cost and everybody is welcome. There are no such notion of a spec lead that owns the rights to the specification or any intellectual property. This is all open source. It's the intellectual property is governed by the Eclipse Foundation. All the documents and the TCKs are open source. And this is a major shift from before, because the TCKs used to be closed source, but now they're open and everybody can see what's going on, what's being tested, and you can add to the tests, remove from the test, and challenge the test in a much more open way than before. We also introduced the concept of having one or more compatible implementations. We don't have a reference implementation as we used to have in Java EE, where GlassFish was the reference implementation of Java EE. But now we have several compatible implementations, and it doesn't need to be GlassFish. For this release, it is GlassFish, but in future, it could be something else. We also introduced the concept of self-certification, which means that you obtain the TCK, run the test, publish the results, and make it available, and say that you are fulfilling the requirements for the specifications. And this self-certification is also something new that we've started with. The specification process is very similar to any development process out there. You have some project proposals coming in, you do some planning, you do some development, you have maybe some milestone releases, and then at the end you release a final artifacts. What we have are some of the reviews here marked in blue. It's the ones that are specific to this process and are required to ratify a final specification. And especially the release review is important because that's where the IP is locked in, and so nobody can sue anybody about any specification or technologies used in a specification. So what is a specification then? Our concept of a specification is that you usually have some sort of a document specifying it or describing it, and an API that are supplement to the specification document, which is the programmer interface that the users of the specification would use when they create their applications. And you would also have a test suite or a test compatibility kit that tests that a compatible implementation actually are implementing the API correctly. And when you have all these artifacts together, you have what we call a final specification. So what about compatible implementations then? For Jacquard E8, we have a lot of them. And you can see all the usual suspects there, like the WebLogics and WebSpheres and Wildflies and JBoss and PyAura, et cetera, and of course Glassfish. And you also have some new players on the market, or new to us at least, but mostly from the Chinese market, like the Tunisoft, the Primeton, and Pusik, and that's our of technologies. And that's interesting. And this space is growing. So we're expecting more and more to come in. And also for Jacquard E9, after a while, they will pop in there as well. So Jacquard E9 then,